Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 97 for the 4th of July, 2006. Flag waver! The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And now, get ready for Dick!
Da, 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 da. Happy 4th of July, everybody. It is our nation's birthday. We're going to do a little quick arithmetic. It's 260th birthday. That can't be right. No, my math. 1776. 230th birthday. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary, U.S. of A. And,
yes.
And happy GizWiz Day with Dick DiBartolo, who is wearing his bunting today.
I am.
I think it's
and
lovely.
This is, and I'm going to leave this bunting at the end of this. Is the this bunting is a little worn out.
You need new bunting.
So I need new bunting. So the next time I come up to do Call for Help, I'll be leaving bunting. This bunting in your dressing
the
room.
The old faded frayed bunting is going to be left behind.
Right. Now, because the warehouse is closed today, I had to bring my gadget home with me.
Yes, the guy who runs the warehouse is very finicky about holidays. He celebrates
exactly.
Every holiday.
I know.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day, they were closed.
Yeah,
I mean,
terrible.
Give me a break.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, the gizmo from my warehouse is called Flag Waver.
The Flag Waver.
Waver. Leo, this is the most bizarre. It's an American flag, probably about 14. The plastic pole is about 14 inches high. The flag is probably 4 by 6 inches.
Mm-hmm.
The base, it has a fake wooden base, but hidden in the base is an electric fan.
Oh, this isn't merely a mechanical flag waver. This is air-driven.
And there's like the presidential seal kind of look on the front of it. And I did a Google search. I could not find it anywhere. But Leo, this is so bizarre. I had planned to do Flag Waver on the 4th of July. That's why we made today Warehouse Day. Yesterday from, you like to hear things that make noise.
Yes. Yes, it's
Leo. That is what that is called, the wave. And this is a new version of a waving flag, but it is incredibly well done. Let me give you the
wait
website.
A minute. So the flag waver is the old one, but you now have a new one.
A new version. Now, what the problem with flag waver with the fan in it?
It would just blow the flag straight up.
Well, it would blow the flag. It would make it ripple, but you had to be very careful. It was not near an air conditioner. Because anything that diverted the fan would not let the flag blow properly.
So it really wasn't a really good...
I think that's why it may not have.
Yeah.
But if you go to thewaveflag.com, you will find this flag has wires built into it. That it is unfailingly waves.
It's the first windless self waving flag.
Right. And the manufacturer, which is SRM Entertainment, have partnered with the co-inventor of the Atari 2600.
Oh, my.
And the co-inventor of Furby.
Oh, Nolan Bushnell.
That's Nolan Bushnell. You are so smart.
Wow.
And this guy is under $30. It plays 3 different songs, and it's very well worked out.
That sounds like Happy Birthday.
No, that was.
There you go.
But I like that one. So it's a very, very patriotic 4th of July for us here.
So it's got the Star Spangled Banner. It's funny. We all know these songs.
Right. My Country 'Tis of Thee.
Yeah.
and Stars and Stripes Forever.
Stars and Stripes and, Forever. Right, wow. Yeah. That's great. So,
it's, and I can't get it to stop. That's
you know what I like is it,
what's that?
The picture on the website, they've got this Japanese guy looking at it. I don't know. It looks like it's in Japan. So I don't know. Maybe that's where they're making it. I don't know.
that's
kind of their revenge.
That's very.
You won the war, but we're making the money on the flags.
Yeah.
I love it. So that's the original flag waver.
The original flag waver never made it into the marketplace, to my knowledge, but the Wave is brand new and in stores now, and it's under $30.
That's great. That's
yeah,
great.
It's pretty nifty.
Very patriotic.
Very patriotic.
Daily Gizwiz.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, thank you.
And there's someone else we should be saluting.
Are you having? Well, we will salute our fine sponsor in a moment. But I just want to know: is there a parade in your day?
Yes, there's a parade on Riverside Drive.
Oh, how fun! And then do you go down to the Riverside Drive to watch the fireworks? Or
yes, you know what I do? The fireworks. Over the years, more and more boaters go to the fireworks.
Right.
So it's very difficult. You have to go down into a holding pen where they put the pleasure boats, and you must be there by 4 p.m.
For a 9 o'clock fireworks
display? For a 9 o'clock fireworks.
Wow.
And usually there's a lot of talk, and the actual fireworks go off around 9:20. And you must remain there until, like, all the barges leave. So I think they let people out at 11 p.m. So I do something that I think is very clever, and you will scoff at me when I tell it to you, but what do I care? I have a little 12-inch, a little 12-volt color TV set.
Yes.
I leave my marina at 9 p.m. since the fireworks start at 9:20.
Right,
I go down the river to 34th Street.
Yes.
And I anchor there.
Yes.
Or dock there. And I pick the cross street where, when I stand on the top of my boat,
you look across the island?
I look across the island, Leo, and I see the bottom of the fireworks on my TV set. I knew. And then I see the tops of them. I see the tops of them live.
Do you position the TV set
it's
where the bottom of the fireworks would meet the top of the fireworks?
Exactly.
So it really looks like you're seeing them.
It's pretty amazing. It's like the top of my TV has exploded into life. Well,
you are such a strange person. I can't believe you do that. So you're well, that's better than sitting in a pen for 5 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Hello, right. That. And it's usually just two of us.
You're just sitting there. There's nobody doing this because it's crazy. You're the only person in 34th Street watching the fireworks.
I don't have to worry about when the fireworks end that there is 90 billion wakes that could sink my little 24-foot boat.
There's nobody there.
There's
Everybody's
no
on the
there.
Other side of the island.
So I'm listening to the music on my little... what I do is I turn the sound off on the TV set, and I tune in the FM stereo radio on my boat sound system, which is fairly decent. So I have full rich sound. And you watch them go up on the TV and look up, and there's the rest of them in the air. I think it's pretty nifty. Yeah. Hello.
Wow. I am so impressed.
Well, thank you.
Why don't you stay home and watch it on TV? I don't understand, but okay.
Well, you don't.
You're getting
the
tops of real fireworks.
You're getting the tops of, and the smell.
And the smell.
I like the smell of gunpowder.
You smell it? You're on the other side of the island. You actually can smell it?
Oh, yeah.
It wafts over you?
Oh, you know what? There are five barges. They're shooting them off everywhere.
Oh, wow.
And actually, what I do is stay at far enough into the middle of the river that if I look off to
You can see it all around you.
I can see the fireworks down at the corner of the island.
Oh, how fun.
So,
all right. That does sound all right. You bring a picnic?
Yeah. No, because I want to be back by 9:40. Now, seriously, what it is, Leo, is when the fireworks end and all the big yachts that have been rented come up the river,
you can't.
The wakes are beyond, I mean, the wakes break over the docks.
Right.
So I see my fireworks. I run back, tie my boat up, and get off the floating docks before the wakes hit. Because it's hellacious for about 45 minutes.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that's what I do.
Dick, you're...
Obviously, you're not going to be joining me anytime soon.
But... No, I think that sounds like a wonderful time. And
Thank you.
I think, you know, we used to go every summer to Cooperstown in upstate New York. And
right.
They had the little fireworks there over the lake.
Oh, with the sparkler?
That's so you go.
You would say, okay, let's get ready.
Wave a sparkler, and that'd be about it. No, it was fun. It was an old-fashioned, because they have a band shell in the park there, and the band would play. It was very old-fashioned.
Oh, that's nice.
Of course, it was 1839, so I'm not surprised it was old-fashioned. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, that's it for this edition. Happy 4th of July to everybody, wherever you're enjoying your 4th. We're glad you took us along with you. And if it's the 5th of July, well, that's okay, too. We'll see you next time on the Daily GizWiz. Oh, I should now get this commercial in, shouldn't I? For our good friends at T-Mobile, because they do make this possible. And if you're looking for work, if you're looking for a great job, playing with wonderful toys, the great phones at T-Mobile, working with great people, and a chance to make a lot of money through their very, very generous commission structure, visit the website, T-Mobile.com/jobs. A wonderful career awaits you. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And I don't think you'd be working today. It's the 4th of July, but maybe you can start working tomorrow. Dick, we'll see you tomorrow for another.
I'll be here.
Bye-bye.
Bye.